You are listening to the Beyond the High Road podcast with Shelby Milford, episode number 68. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Beyond the High Road.
Hey, y'all, I'm hopping on again before the episode starts because I tried every which way from Sunday to try to fix the audio to this. It works fine. It's just not going to be the same quality audio, but it's such an important message that I wanted to send to you guys. And I think I know that it can apply to all of our lives and the way that we show up and sometimes don't even know that we are showing up. This hater attitude, this often unconscious, contemptuous attitude that we have towards others. I know that for me, I found this kind of lurking in the undertones of my outlook, even on the way that I viewed the people that are and were my supporters, people that were like on my side in my cheering section. And I didn't realize I had this perspective. It took some uncovering. But anyway, I cover all different aspects, facets of this hater, contemptuous mindset that we get into. It makes sense that we get into it. I didn't talk about this, but it makes sense coming from the trauma that we have experienced, are experiencing, that you would have developed some behavior, some coping mechanisms. And one of those, of course, is to try to protect yourself, to act in a way that is guarded and or suspicious of other people's intentions. And so that's what I discuss it from a bunch of different viewpoints and a bunch of ways that it can show up in your life. And I think in the end, you'll see that it comes full circle. And what I hope our real goal is, I hope our real goal is as a community of parents that are going through this. I think it's so important for us to support each other. And although we may not have the same interests or the same, you know, we might not otherwise be bonded together, but we are. And that's the point. And so I just am proposing that we open our eyes to some of the ways that we might be acting in a non-supportive way and change that for each other. So there's a lot more in there. I discuss it from a few different angles. But anyway, sorry about the audio today. It's not awful, but it's not great. Long story short is I thought that my mic was plugged in the other day and it was just a hair not plugged in. It sounds a little bit like, it is like I was just talking at my monitor. So it doesn't have the clear sound that you guys are used to. Having said that, I appreciate you listening anyway. And I really hope you enjoy it and get something out of it. Okay.
Hi, how are you doing today? Well, you guys had a lovely beginning to your week and that your day has gotten off to a nice start. Today, we're going to talk about all things hate, all things tearing other people down in order to feel better about ourselves. We're all guilty of this. This is something that if you don't do today, then congratulations. But I can almost guarantee, coming from what we have with this tragedy of alienation, that we have at some point, at least once in our life, if not many more times than that, know what it's like to want to point the finger at somebody else and hate on them in order to try and make ourselves feel better. And I will tell you that it doesn't work. As hard as we may try, it does not work. And here's why. I'm going to give away the secrets right in the first couple of minutes of this episode. That is because hate begets hate. Plain and simple. So in today's social climate, I think it's more evident the level of information that we have at our fingertips and all of the social media apps, platforms that we can go to and congregate together for the purpose of feeling camaraderie and becoming closer, even if far apart. All of these apps you think of, Facebook, you know, it started back for colleges way back when, and then Instagram and TikTok these days. There's a Reddit sub for pretty much anything. I made a reference to it in the Healing Reinvention program and one of the course modules the other day. There's even a sub for cats, like felines, cats that resemble Adam Driver, the actor. Adam Driver cats is what it's called. They have the craziest, like, who would have ever thought to create a whole sub to cats that look like Adam Driver? Now, having said that, there are so many cats that look like Adam Driver. But anyway, besides the point for right now, all of these different social gathering apps, we utilize those to feel connected with others. But on the not so funny side of things, there are some really awful excuses people use to congregate together and just only hate on others. Getting together for the purpose of hating on somebody else is so damaging, not just to the person that they're hating on, but let's say you are the one of the ones that is hating on somebody. We all are guilty of it in some way, shape, or form, if not right at this moment, then and sometime in our probably, I'd say, venture to say, more recent past than most of us would like to admit. Fair. Even the coming together in order to hate, it's like a magnet. Our brains already like to find the negative and the danger in something. It's like flashing red lights for us. We're like, wait, what's that? You know, watching a train wreck happen. I need to know. I need to prepare myself. I need to do all the things. And you go and you pay more attention and give your energy, put your focus on whatever the other people are hating on. And oftentimes you'll get sucked into it and you'll hate on that thing too, because your brain will offer you that it's the right thing to do because the person you're hating on deserves it. That person is evil and wrong and blah, blah, blah. And so you guys get together and talk about how evil and wrong and blah, blah, blah they are. But guess what y'all are doing? It may be in a different way. It may look different. You're doing the very thing that you're hating on that person for doing. Go back to the last time where you were hating on somebody. Remember how you felt. I can feel it right now, even like talking about it. It's that stirring in your belly, like that nudging. And it's not to me, it doesn't feel like the good kind. It's not like a determination or motivation to do something. It's like this unscratchable itch. It's like this churning. It's not comfortable. It may feel it in the moment, like your brain, your thoughts, and your nervous system will try to tell you that you're doing it because it's righteous and it's you should do because the person or the thing that you're hating on is bad and wrong and needs to be punished. Justice needs to be served. You could apply this to anything. I'm not necessarily speaking about the alienating parent or alienation in general. Right now, I am talking in general. So your brain will tell you that these people need to be punished. They're abusive, but by hating on them, by focusing on that and giving in to the negatives, you are in fact engaging in the very behaviors. Again, it look a little different, but they're still the same very behaviors that you're hating on them for. And what does that do? It's like violence begets more violence. We cannot get to the world that we all say that we want to live in. We all say, I wish alienation needs to end. Mean people need to go. This shouldn't happen. That shouldn't happen. Blah, blah, war. All of these things that we hate on. We cannot come to a better world when we are doing the very things that we're saying we want to evolve through as a community, as a world. We're saying we don't want hate, we don't want condemnation, we don't want all of these things. And then what do? We turn around and fight it with condemning. There is a better way. There's a better way to go about this. I used to come from the place, especially when it came to my situation of alienation, well, somebody needs to stop them. Somebody needs to tell them that what they're doing is wrong. I'm not a hater. I'm not being unreasonable. What they're doing is wrong. Now, I am sure all of you agree with me on that, that it's not being unreasonable by asking somebody, letting somebody know that what they're doing is wrong. When we're sharing with them what we think, that's one thing. But if I take myself back to when I was saying all those things, truly, I wouldn't have admitted this, but on the inside, I really wanted to see him punished. I wanted to see her, the stepmom, punished. I wanted them to learn their lesson. I was hating on the inside. And by doing that, I was the one that was feeling it. But again, I was meeting them where they were at. I was stooping to their level. And I don't even like saying that, because even stooping to their level is conveying that I am looking down at them. And although I definitely do not agree with many things they do, we'll take all the things they do, because I just don't know. With respect to what's going on with my daughter, we have a lot to disagree upon there. But that does not mean that I am any better than they are. No human is better than another human. And I think this is very important to point out, and it may rub some of you guys the wrong way, and that is okay. It's all right. It's very important for me to be honest and share my truth with you guys here. Because if we want anything to change in this world, not only with our children, but for their world, in their future, and in their children's worlds, and keep going, we have to come to a place where we can evolve through this in love, with kindness. Love brings more love. Kindness brings more kindness. Maybe you won't get the reaction or response you want from the alienator, but you will continue to feel love. When you feel love, the emotion of love, and you act in love, you create more space for your own self to feel and give love. You attract other people that also give love, feel love. We create more of that energy, that frequency on this earth. Maybe you have a podcast, maybe you have a blog, maybe you're going to work on an everyday basis and your frequency is raising each day. And because of that, you're affecting your coworkers, you affect the people that they interact with and the people that they interact with. Maybe you're sharing it just with your significant other, your stepchildren, or other children that aren't alienated. Maybe you're sharing it with the alienated children. I mean, so many different ways that we can affect our immediate surroundings, which always radiates outwards. If we're feeling hate, anger, and feeling injustice, then that is what we are going to spread. That is the energy that is going to surround us. Because we're living that, we're perceiving that, and then we emit that. You can always tell when somebody is suffering. And I know this from experience, right? You can always tell when somebody is suffering, especially in the online spaces, because of the way they show up there, the things that they write. Have you ever wanted to buy a product on Amazon and then gone to read the reviews and seen some of the things that people write? It's funny sometimes. Sometimes it's not funny at all. Sometimes it seems tragic. There are a lot of haters online, especially in the online shopping spaces. Remember back in the days of Yelp, you could get the skinny on any place you wanted to go in your town. People would share the good, the bad, and mostly the ugly. And I believe it's because, of course, it's obvious, we're able to hide behind a screen. If our life isn't going well otherwise, if we feel slighted, if we feel victimized in any way, it often will show up when we're writing an Amazon review or when we're writing up, maybe not Yelp these days. You know, is Yelp even still around? It'll show up in your Instagram comments, how you view the posts that you see. It'll show up maybe in the way that you're responding to people. If you're reactive to the comments that you read, this is a clue that you might want to just take a step back for a moment. And I just find the best way to go about that, because it's happened with me too, where I feel the need to be like, blah. And so I have to stop myself before I, and I just say, I wonder what's going on with that there. Like, huh, that's interesting. And then I turn it into not so much about what I was, whoever I was bleh in that. And it's more than about me. Because if I am tempted to respond in a shitty way to somebody, especially behind a computer screen, then it's always about me. It's never about them. In the moment, I will want to say it's about them, that they said something shitty. They blah, blah, blah. But if I react to it in the moment, it says everything about me. It always is. It's my thoughts about whatever they've done or not done. And so if I just stop myself and with a little humor, because I like to make things light, I wonder what's going on there. I wonder why. I don't have to go too deep. It's not like, I wonder why I'm this way. What happened in my childhood? No, it's just like, that's interesting. I wonder, why do I feel the need to lash out with my words? Because in the end, does it get you anywhere? What, you have a shock moment? I told them, you know, it doesn't feel great. It might for a minute, depending on what we're talking about here. But if you really felt the need to put somebody in their place, question that, because why are you the one that needs to put somebody in their place? And do you think they actually went to their place? Do you think they went and stood in the corner? Probably not. Usually people that we're hating on for being haters don't know that they're hating. Haters don't know that they're hating. They truly believe that what they're doing is just, is necessary in order to put them in their place because they're bad. They're wrong. They are blah, 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 blah. It's a judgment. Being a hater is being in this high horse place of judgment and looking down. They're doing it wrong. They're taking advantage, fill in the blank. And that doesn't feel good. And usually, you guys, those that coach with me know that I often say, if you're in a place of judgment, see how long it takes you until you're in a shame cycle. It's slippery because you'll be like feeling like you're, you know, in a righteous place and like they're doing it wrong. That's fucked up. And then watch what happens throughout the maybe minutes, maybe it's throughout the day. See what happens with your thoughts and how you feel. It always ends up in the shame cycle because when we're in a place of judgment, they're doing it wrong, they're whatever. What we're saying is that we are better than them. We act much mightier, higher than they act. That is our ego talking, signaling us out from being different than them, them being different from us. When we're all actually humans and we're all capable of the same things. Now, I choose not to do a lot of things that other people do. That doesn't make me a better, more worthy human. It just means that I choose better for myself. I choose more for the way that I want for me. It doesn't mean I'm choosing better than them. There's a difference there. So yeah, haters don't know that they're haters unless they are really being honest with themselves. But in the time that they're hating, they for sure don't know that they're hating. They feel it's just the way that our brains work. We feel like what we're doing is needed, necessary. It's a service to the world. Sometimes people even go that far. This is, I'm doing this because of justice. We're getting justice here. And there is a way to go about it. Obviously, we do not condone people doing things that are not good or that are illegal, that are abusive. But we don't need to fight abuse with more abuse. If we are upset because the alienator is abusing our children, manipulating our children's minds, then we don't go and abuse them in our words, even if those words are not outspoken, but with other people talking about how they're such shitty people. I see this on the Facebook groups a lot for parents like us. I see this a lot. There's so much hate being spewed, you know what I'm saying, about the alienating parent. And listen, guys, I get you. I understand your anger, but I tell you, notice how you feel when you're making those posts. You're only perpetuating this hate. Don't do it. Just stop doing it. If that is you, I'm saying this with all of the love in my heart, stop doing it. You're only meeting them where they're at, and you're only creating and perpetuating more hate. Just stop yourself. Question why. Why are you choosing it? Usually the answer will be something like, well, because what they did is wrong. Okay, well, why are you going to go make more wrong in the world? Why? Those posts, like, I'm sorry, I just thought about those Facebook posts. I feel so passionately about this. You are only, not only is it putting that image out there for us as alienated parents, perpetuating this persona of us being like sour, angry, bitter parents, which is exactly what the alienator is probably trying to make you out to be anyway. But then you perpetuate that by showing up in the online spaces, bashing the other parents, talking about how terrible they're acting. It's not getting you anywhere. I know that on the inside, it's a way to grasp, to try to feel better. And I get it. And you want to bring awareness to other people. Please bring awareness. Go out there and spread that awareness. Make it known, the effects on you and the long-term effects on your children. Please make it known. But don't go out there bashing them. You're fighting fire with fire. It does not work. It doesn't work. And it doesn't make you feel any better. I know it doesn't. And may for a moment, like when you're writing the post, and as you press send, and then what? It only causes this whole cycle, this cyclone of feeling slighted, taken advantage of, victimized, justified in your anger. That, ooh, feeling that I was just talking about a little while ago. They need to get punished. That is hate. So I know I'm so passionate about this because I want us also, the whole reason I was wanting to talk about this is not just hating on the people that you don't like, but we as alienated parents, we all have gone through this horrible tragedy. We're going through this horrible tragedy, series of tragedies. It's awful. It is upsetting. It is so many of us, all of us have been so full of despair, heartbreak, anger, sadness, you name it. So why on God's green earth would you want to go and tear down another parent going through this very thing? Why bother with judging another alienated parent, questioning, condemning them for what you think are their motives, accusing another alienated parent of taking advantage of being too this, of being too that, of not being enough of this? We all, it's this sick pleasure that so many of us who are suffering in the middle of suffering are so tempted to do. We are already going through so much. We must actually show up for each other and support each other. Maybe the parents on the same thread as you is going through something and they have different interests and a different profession. And otherwise, you guys wouldn't be on the same path, but you are. So why not offer the support? Why not expect the best from each other and show up as your best? Why not let go of judgment? Let go of condemning others, of questioning, you know, the crap. It is so not useful. The reason we usually do this, people will tear each other down because they feel, this is very easy to point out with people, especially in the online space. We usually tear people down because we don't feel like we're enough. We don't feel, this is nothing profound. Our parents and teachers have been saying this to us since we were in kindergarten, probably. Hurt people hurt people. When we're suffering, when a person is suffering, it's so much easier and takes so much less strength, so much less energy to go towards the hate and to point fingers. It takes a strong person choose love, to choose inclusion, patience, tolerance, acceptance, friendship. It doesn't take much to go to the negative. Anybody can just go in with the crowd and contribute to the problem. It takes a strong, brave person to go the other route, to choose there is no fight. but you're going to choose lots of compassion. If you are mad that you're not getting ahead, that you are not winning, the answer isn't pointing the finger at somebody else and causing them to fail. It's you winning. Get the victories for yourself. It's not making somebody else fail. It never is. If you aren't winning in your life and you decide to take your anger out on the next person, you're still failing. So now we have two people failing. It doesn't make sense. And just because you do tear that person down doesn't actually make them fail. You're just showing up as the person with that negativity that is tearing somebody else down. I know you don't want that. We all need to be better. I still do. There are times where in my mind, I'll be tempted to judge or to question when I see somebody doing exceptionally well, like, huh, I wonder what they did to get there. But I have to stop myself, like, wait. Just like I was saying earlier, I wonder what's going on there with me. Oh, what's really happening is I want that win. I want to win like that. And I feel that I've been slighted. I feel victimized somewhere in my life. If I am looking at somebody else and saying that they're taking advantage, it's because I feel taken advantage of. I feel victimized. And I'm projecting that onto them. I'm making them the villain. When we are in a place of suffering, it's easy to villainize other people and oftentimes very undue. But I tell you what, there is room for all of us out there to win. There's not only a certain amount of winners. We can all win. We can all achieve all the things that we want to achieve. But I promise you this, you will get there no faster if you're continuing to try to pull people down, to point the finger at how they're doing it wrong, they're bad, they're whatever. You're perpetuating the victimization in your life. So anyway, you know that when I was saying all that I wasn't pointing the finger at you. But if you see any truth to any of this in your own life, or in the way that you're viewing other people's wins, especially other parents like us, especially other people who are suffering in any capacity, the answer is showing love. The answer is showing up for others, giving, providing, being of service to others. It always pulls us out of that place into a mindset of compassion, of support. This is what we need, you guys. What would it be like to just assume that everybody is doing the best that they can possibly do with the information that they have at this moment? And what would it be like to trust that they are on their path and you are on yours, and to find the good in everybody that you encounter throughout your days? Play a game with yourself. How many good things could I find about the person I'm talking with right now? You know, listen, you don't have to like everybody. You do not have to like everybody, but that doesn't mean that you can't love them. Act coming from a place of love. It says nothing about them. It's not a personal thing for them, right? You don't just only act from a place of love for and to people that you love. You act coming from love because of how it makes you feel. How do you sleep well at night? You don't have to like everybody and you don't have to agree with them. In fact, you can actively disagree with somebody, but it doesn't mean that you need to act in hate or that you need to put anybody in their place. When we're talking about the alienator, I am going to assume that you're getting your custody situation straightened out. And if you're not, if you're on like the path that I'm on, dripping love, then there is no point in paying attention to what the alienating parent is doing your way. There is no point in wagging your finger from afar. It does nothing except for cause more hate inside of you and maybe trickling down to the world around you, more hate. Hate begets hate. And support other alienated parents. We're all doing the best that we know how, all of us. So instead of dehumanizing, objectifying the person you're hating on, remember, in the end, we all are doing the things that we're doing because of whatever we've learned up until now. Just like with you, how I tell you guys all the time, whatever we do because we think that we're either protecting ourselves or protecting the children. Always. That's just how the human brain works. So just remember that. Anybody that's acting like a complete you-know-what out there, and it happens. Trust me. Something happened yesterday and I was like, that person's being a complete you-know-what. And I had a lot of choice words to write back to them. And I thought, what am I going to teach this person? This person's clearly going through it. Even though I'd offered help, it wasn't received in the way that I would have preferred, right? What I got back from offering help was a condition and a few accusations. And I wanted to set him straight. I don't even know if it's a him, could have been a her. But then I had to stop and be like, why? I don't need to set them straight. They're not going to hear it anyway. So we'll let it be. I'll act in kindness. So yeah, but seriously, with other alienated parents on the in the Reddit subs, in the Facebook groups, wherever it may be, y'all, you spreading your hate or reacting from a place of indignance, complaining, gossiping, it doesn't hurt the person that you're gossiping about or complaining about. It hurts you. It keeps you from achieving your highest, from being your best, from feeling your best in the moment and moving forward. It doesn't contribute to our end goal of feeling love. That's what we all want. Anyway, I hope that helps somebody. Be kind. Be kind. You just never know. Let's build each other up. This is a community of us that if anybody deserves some support and some love, some kindness and understanding, compassion, a cheering section. Each of us needs our own little cheering section. And who better to do that than other parents like us, okay? Love each other. We're all just doing the best that we can. Y'all have a lovely week.
Thanks so much for listening today, guys. I'm honored that you chose to share your time with me. If you like what you've been hearing and you want more, come join me in the new monthly membership, where we take the concepts that you hear about here and using a logical framework, you learn to apply them to your specific situations, upgrading your thoughts and your life, even while experiencing the grief of alienation. For more information, go to beyondthehighroad.com. See you soon.